The Mind Aware, 566.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and I'm so happy you were able to join me. We're going to have such a nice time today. You know, I want to answer a question that came in from the audience, and it has to do with how can you get your mantra working again? Have you ever had this experience? It's so funny how this seems to be a really common experience when people first learn about brain training and they start using it and they start getting results, like they're thinking more positive thoughts, and then they see whatever they're thinking about start to manifest in the outside world. And then they get really excited and it's like, oh my gosh, this works. And then over time, it almost feels like the same things don't work. They start to get a little dull and you can't get to that same kind of enthusiastic high feeling again that you had when you were first learning about brain training. And so I wanted to address it today because someone wrote in. And by the way, if you aren't aware of this, you can have your question on the show by going to danawild.com/askdana, danawild.com/askdana, and just fill out the form there, and you are on the show anonymously, of course. So the question that came in is straight up, how do I get my mantras to work again? My mantras worked extremely well for me in the past, and they were specifically money mantras, but now I'm having trouble with my self-doubt and my belief. And my mantras worked when people didn't notice so much, but then people started taking notice and I started having pressure. Plus I've got a lot of money pressure because I'm the chief breadwinner in the family. And so it takes a toll when the business isn't doing well. So great comments and like really thorough explanation of where it's at. And it's understandable. And it's a funny thing about mindset and mantras and thinking positively. And that is the only time it really works is when you let go of the outcome. And so why is that? Like, what's going on there? And if you think about it, we know we've got the reticular activating system in the head, right? The part of the brain called the reticular activating system that is like the little matchmaker that lives inside of your brain. And we've talked about this many times before. It will sift through all of this massive stimuli that's coming at us. Like, think of the billions of bits of information in our awareness, in your awareness right now, and your reticular activating system has to sift through all of that and notice what is important. And how does it know what's important? It notices what's important based on what you're thinking about and what you're talking about. And so when we first start brain training, many times we're saying things like when we first start our businesses or we first start anything, we start out with no expectations, just complete let go of the outcome feelings. Just the idea of like, okay, I'm just going to say this. This is fun. Let's see if it works. You know, money's flowing to me. Money's flowing to me. Oh, ha ha. That's silly, right? Like we just don't really even put much credence into it. We do it strictly for the fun of it and for the experiment of it. And so it's no surprise with that kind of energy, we start getting results. We start seeing ways that money is coming in. We start seeing unexpected things that come into our awareness for making money, all of these things. So sometimes what happens, and I see the same thing happening with people's businesses, you know, you start with this really high enthusiasm, you start with this really high feeling, and then maybe you don't get one result, or maybe you're starting a business and then you bump up against a little bit of an obstacle, and then our attention goes to that. So if you think about in the mantra scenario, you're saying something like, money is flowing to me, 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 money is flowing to me in abundant quantities, money is flowing to me. And then you go, well, hold on, let me check. And then you look around and you try to look for evidence that money is flowing to you. But often we're looking for evidence of like, well, maybe not. Maybe this isn't working. Maybe money's not flowing to me. In fact, I don't feel any different. Where's my big ass bank account? Right? And all of these things. So it's the looking around and the checking and the comparing results that becomes the problem to the actual thing working. And so it's the proverbial catch 22. The way that affirmations or mantras work is just saying them just for the pure feel good of it, just for the pure positivity of it. And in my humble opinion, in my experience, we've talked about the emotional scale before, and sometimes you're frustrated or you're not feeling good or you're overwhelmed or you're stressed. In my experience, when you're in those frames of mind and you're saying some happy mantra, like, oh, I'm so abundant, or money's flowing to me, it doesn't work at all because it just kind of pisses you off, right? It's like just adds fuel to the fire and makes you annoyed. So mantras, saying mantras, work best when you're just doing it for the fun of it and you're just doing it for the good feeling that it generates. And it'll generate a good feeling or a better feeling when you're already kind of feeling okay already. So you can kick it up a notch and you can use it to just have some fun and to play with. But when you start using it to make things happen, then you get that energy around it like, oh, I just want this so bad. And what your brain hears is, I want this, but I don't have it. Oh, I just want this so bad. Brain, I want this, but I don't have it. And guess what? It keeps matching up. I don't have it. I don't have it. I don't have it. So the path to success, the path to using your reticular activating system the best way you can, the path to getting the results that you used to get. This is going to sound silly, but here's what it is. Stop noticing that you're not getting the results you used to get. So maybe you've heard me say the problem is not the problem, but the problem is that I keep thinking and talking about the problem. Right now, you've got a story that sounds like, well, this used to work, but it doesn't anymore. This used to work, but it doesn't. I used to get better results, but now I don't. Now I'm self-conscious. Now I'm feeling self-doubt. Oh, man, guess what? Your reticular activating system is matching all of that up for you. It's your best friend going, got it. This doesn't work for you anymore. So now what do you do? Laugh at yourself for start, right? Just kind of go, oh my gosh, I'm totally doing that and I'm totally busted. And then dial it back and look at it with new eyes again. You know, think of it like you're a newbie. Start thinking about using mantras when you're already feeling a little bit good. Stay out ahead of it. Our life shouldn't be so much of trying to dig ourselves out of a hole of feeling bad. It'd be nice if our lives, if we'd get a little bit more on the proactive side of feeling good, maintaining a certain level of feeling good, and being able to kick it up a notch with some of these tools. Being able to, instead of bouncing between like despair and hope, maybe we could just start bouncing. We dip into frustration every once in a while or overwhelm every once in a while, but we stay on the more positive side of the emotional scale. So you busted yourself. And so you can start just saying little phrases to yourself now, like, it's easy to start again. and I can start again, and I can pick phrasing that works. And I noticed the second I just let go, the second I let go of the outcome, things started working again. And it does feel good just to do this just for the joy of it. And I like the idea of being relaxed around money, and I like the idea of opening my mind up to it. And I like the idea of just allowing my brain to do the work and focusing on my self-care and focusing on my positive feelings and focusing on maintaining this positive feeling that I know I'm capable of having. And when I have that positive feeling, saying a few phrases that feel good, trying on a few. Sometimes that feeling might be, that phrase might be, money is flowing to me. Money is flowing to me. Sometimes it might be I'm open to money flowing to me. I like the idea of money flowing to me. I'm noticing that I'm making progress. Things are getting better. I love moving forward. It's nice to think that money could flow to me. I like the idea of this working again, and I'm starting to feel it working again. I notice the more I notice it working again, the more it works again. And it feels so good to be able to laugh at myself and move forward and feel that abundance and feel that freedom that I know I'm capable of and open up to everything that's out there that has my name on it. It feels so good to be open to abundance and ready for abundance. And I am. And I know that the more relaxed I feel, the better results I get. And I can already start to feel that things are getting better. And I love using my big brain and having big ideas come to me because I'm focused on feeling good and focused on thoughts that feel good and open to all of the abundance in the world that has my name on it, all of the miracles that are out there waiting to happen, and I'm ready for them every day, and I'm open and relaxed around this and in my knowing and know that things are unfolding perfectly for me. That's how you do it. Get your enthusiasm back, because guess what? You've already got it back. So keep talking about my mantras are working again. Money is flowing. It feels so good. I love being so relaxed. You've totally got this. I'm able and capable and willing and ready and able, and I want it and I'm capable of it and I'm willing and able and ready.
Am I giving to a taker? Red light, red light, red light. We are all worms, but I do believe that I am a glowworm.
The opposite of self-doubt is clarity.
It's that moment of choice.
The big thing I'll tell you is it's your mindset.
Oh, that is good. I love the bribe.
That's going to sort itself out.
Happy where I am and ready for more.